boys, naughty boys.
What's this music saying? Why did they choose this tune? Why did we choose this for the theme tune? And how crass does it look now?
Naughty boys, naughty boys.
Will they ever put this show on again? I cannot really see how, yeah.
Naughty boys, naughty boys.
Defunded Cops is filmed with the former men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are presumed guilty until proven innocent in a court of law, if they ever get that far.
So we're just driving around in an unmarked car, actually, because we're not allowed to mark them anymore. This precinct is actually one of the oldest in the country. Our force was originally one of the slave patrols. The origins of American police forces were either chasing down escaped slaves or suppressing the indigenous peoples. We've always remembered that. Anyway, so my dad was a cop, my granddad was a cop, and now I'm an unemployed cop. So we're just going to check out this guy standing here. Hi, sir.
Hi.
What are you doing out here?
What are you doing?
I'm defunded police, sir.
Then step off.
Okay. Sorry.
Naughty boys, naughty boys.
The world is a great big Jaffa cake.
The world is a big old Jaffa cake.
It's okay. All you've got to say is not today.
Not today, thank you.
Hello.
I'm a little bit worried, don't know what to do.
You're right, Jeff.
Well, we're all gonna see this through.
Come on!
Cause we're here for each other. Welcome, sister. Welcome, brother. Not today, thank you. Not today, thank you.
Welcome along. 1.5 centuries, 150 shows. I thought I'd be dead by now. I didn't think I was actually going to follow through with all this stuff. But thank you for being here. Thank you for making the podcast what it is as we all limp along together. It's brilliant to have you and much to celebrate. Unlike the rest of the world, which is an utter crock of human excrement. Happy days!
Not today.
Today, thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, I'll stop that. Toughest ever brief today, I think. Got a tweet yesterday. Where is it? From Rodney. He's a very nice man. Fan of the podcast, supporter of the podcast. And he said, morning, could you say a hello to me on Friday morning? I'll be having a great big tumour and a lymph node being cut out of me in an op. Please play something inappropriate. how inappropriate? This is not my... he said, I'm thinking of something like, if you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me. That's okay, but bigger still is good. He's bigger still. Where are those songs about cancer when you blimming need them? Rodney, this took longer than I'd hoped, so I don't know if this is going to reach you pre-op, but listen, you wanted a big inappropriate song about cancer, and I'll meet any brief. Here you go.
Well, the doctor said you was right to come and see me. It looks like you got the big C.
Oh.
The thought of the op put me off my sashimi. I couldn't but wonder how'd it be. Cause I'll admit that I was scared. But the way it went down, I was not prepared. Oh, wasn't it just a lovely day when the doctor whipped me lumps out? He had a good fish till the kiddly dish looked like an explosion in a seal colony. Said I looked great, I'd lost so much weight, and mainly from me lymph nodes. They gave it a swab and finished the job, and I got chips for tea. Oh, wasn't it just a lovely day when all me doings came out? I started to flag when it looked like a bag that someone had filled with abattoir sweep. And still in good humour, they said that the tumour was a good size for a baby. And I hit the road, less a lymph node and a chips for tea. Chips for tea!
Weird, I hope that was okay. Oh my god. Thanks for that. If you want to send me a tougher brief than that, Why didn't you push off? I'm always welcome. Not today at swanburst.com. I thought I'd give you a caterpillar update. A couple of people have asked, hey, what's going on with the caterpillars there? I had a couple of caterpillars that I found on a cauliflower in the fridge, and I felt like it was their cauliflower. They are hatched. They are off. They're away. They've had a great time. But the ones that came in a sort of kit, like grow your own butterflies. Yes, I can happily report that one of the caterpillars successfully stitched itself into its own little prison, liquefied and remolded itself as a butterfly, emerged bursting forth from the cocoon yesterday and pumped the fluid into its wings and stitched its tongue together, all the while pooing out what looks like blood. Absolutely wonderful to see nature at work. Such beauty. Such barking vomit into my lap. You have to stitch your tongue to get... What's coming out of you? It dripped. I watched a butterfly drip blood. Perfectly healthy and lovely. Bah! I'm still addicted to 2048 balls. If you haven't played that game, oh man, that game is good. It's not like 2048, whatever that is, apparently. It's 2048 with balls. I mean, that's got to be better. Sorry, I was so excited I distorted. A couple of emails coming through about bat belts. This was Pat, wasn't it? Asked, what would you have on your bat belt? And here's what... Hi, Jake. It's Neil. No, not that one. No, not that one either. Yes, that one. It's Neil Green. In response to Pat's what would you have in your utility belt, I started to wonder why the utility belt was only a typical piece of the superhero's attire and why it wasn't available to you, me, and the rest of the proletariat. Oh, it's okay for the multimillionaires like Bruce Wayne to cut a dashing figure against the moonlit skyline of Gotham City, but where's my belt? I'm tired of wearing a piece of string around my waist with dog mess bags tied to it. Oh, in my belt, there's definitely the staple of MacGyver. Brackets Sting. Have it twice. The paperclip. But also, yes, paperclips, they are good. But also a fun-sized Mars bar. Because we all know that less is more fun. Definitely. I'll have a lip balm. Cherry, if you please. Yes, yes, yes. Not cherry, but yes, yes. If I, like, there comes a moment when you need to smear your lips with a chapstick. And if you haven't got that chapstick to hand, you're going to go crazy. Personally, it's not very often that I want to smear my lips with a chapstick. But when I do, I got to have it. And... says Neil, restaurant-style sachets of tartar sauce, mayonnaise and salad cream. Yes! 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 I'd like vegan versions of those, please. I may have got utility belts confused with lunchboxes. Thanks for everything, Jake, and adieu. Oh, Neil, don't say that. Those were really good calls, I think. Really good calls. I love those. If you've got any bat belt, utility belt suggestions, why don't you send them in? NotToday@swanburst.com or at NotTodayPod. Julie says, I was intrigued to hear about Pat's dream, #batbelt. Batbelt! And thought I would combine it with another of your features. Oh, here we go. To make #desertislandbatbelt. We're disappearing a long way up something very fundamental. Where the reader has to choose 8 items for their utility belt and also might get peckish. The maximum size for items is 4 inches by 2 inches. Oh, well, that's mine out. 4 inches by 2 it. You can't even have a carrot. Okay, well, let's go through this. Let's indulge. 1, lipstick, red. Doesn't hold any purpose apart from the fact that I'd look fabulous. But also doubles up as a chapstick. 2, juicy fruit chewing gum. Super tasty for approximately 15 seconds. Then can be used as some kind of adhesive. Yes, that's true. What I will say is you don't appreciate how good the sort of conventional chewing gums are until you try the all-natural chewing gums. And that's like working your way through a piece of vulcanized rubber. The flavor goes in under 4 seconds. And it wasn't even a nice flavor to start with. So don't be knocking the juicy fruits. 3, a mini pepperami in case I need to distract an animal or renounce veganism. Oh, well, it's the classic.
Well, if you're on a desert island, would you eat a pepperami?
I'm not going to be on a desert island, all right? 4, a sample perfume because no one wants to smell a pepperami. 5, an MP3 player. How else am I going to blend in with a street gang if I don't have Drake's latest 7-inch vinyl squeezed into a handy format?
Generic MP3 player. Well, is it an album or a push? I don't want to show anyone on the school bus, because it's not an iPod. Well, well, well.
6, a little tube of toothpaste like you get off of airline toiletry bags. Yes, that's a good call. 7, a little tube of toothpaste like you get off of airline toiletry bags, but with some kind of minty explosive gel that you can... Oh, hang on, I can see an issue here. What? Okay. 8, my luxury item, Apple AirPods Pro to listen to, not today, thank you, avoid mind control, drown out the sound of my own snoring. How's that going to work with a generic MP3 player? Okay, thanks, bye. Thanks very much indeed for that, Julie. Yes, I will take your desert island bat belt, whatever hybridized nonsense you want to do with all of the things we've talked about. I don't care. It's up to you. This is a really old thread. Mark has got a Twitter show off. Do you remember that never really happened? Doesn't matter, does it? It was people boasting about their most famous follower. Morning, Jake. Are we still allowed to show off our most impressive Twitter followers? I have a very strange one indeed. Please see attachments. Let's have a look. It's got a screen. David Blaine. Actual David Blaine. David, yeah, I just want you to stand here for a second. As you can see, that bloke who sat in a plastic box by the Thames follows me and has for many years now. How many people is he following? 9,000. That's not bad going. I still have no idea why he follows me. I don't even follow him. While I have never exploited access to his DMs, I am open to suggestions. Peace and love, Gingerbeer Mark. From Wolverhampton, the city, but we still call it a town. What should we DM David Blaine? There are moments when I do love Britain, and I love that he was, you know, I'm going to do this amazing heroic thing, I'm going to sit in this box and everyone's going to be amazed, and Britain was like, I don't think so, mate. And what was it, they were like, someone was like had golf balls and they were just chipping golf balls over at him, but someone else was trying to lower a burger down into his thing, weren't they? Oh, well done, Britain. I think that's it for today. I've kind of run out of time, to be honest with you, because all of that stuff took ages today. The songs and all the business, you can imagine, I'm sure, or possibly not, listening to it. 150 shows, that's really great. We're going to celebrate tonight the Patreons and me. We're going to do, I think, on Zoom, but I haven't finished testing it. We're going to do a watch along. I'm going to show you some of the worst TV shows I've ever seen. If you would like to join, you can sort of get your virtual ticket. There's also badges. You can watch me make the podcast live. I don't know why people want to do that, but people do, and it's the loveliest thing. I'm waving at them now. And lots of benefits to be had if you go to patreon.com/nottodaypod. That's patron with an E in the middle, patreon.com/nottodaypod. Have a good weekend. As ever, it's all open, the emails and the tweets and stuff. It's nottoday@swanburst.com. I will be back on Monday with more. Thanks so much for your company. Funny sort of week, funny kind of time. Feel like this might be the worst of times. If you weren't directly affected by coronavirus, I feel like this is the bumpy time. So hunker down, get yourself some carbs and take it easy. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.